Ukraine security issue.
Russia's announced reduction in its military activity in the areas of Kyiv and Chernihiv is not observed in either, according to Kharitin Starsky, press officer of the National Guard Rapid Response Brigade. What is really happening is some regrouping of the Russian forces, not withdrawal. Fighting near Kyiv and Chernihiv is as intensive as in other areas, Starsky said. In the Kyiv combat area, National Guardsmen and army troops are on the counteroffensive. Meanwhile, Russian troops deployed to Belarus are moving along the Ukrainian border, and those already deployed to Ukraine are massing near the Chernobyl nuclear power plant. British intelligence has confirmed the active transfer of Russian forces to Belarus and warns about Russia's plan to intensify missile strikes on Ukrainian cities as compensation for the disastrous failures of its ground forces. Russian missiles continue to target Kyiv, Khmelnytsky, Chernihiv, Mykolaiv, Kharkiv, Sumy, and other regional centers. Fortunately, most of them are destroyed by the Ukrainian anti-aircraft defense. The General Staff said in its daily report on Wednesday that several missiles had been downed while approaching Kyiv. According to the report, one missile was destroyed in the Khmelnytsky region, but several others hit local industrial facilities. Belarusian social network users say the missiles may have been launched from Belarusian territory. The General Staff confirms that Russia is pressing on with its full-blown war against Ukraine, even despite formidable losses. 17,300 personnel and almost 4,300 units of material, including aircraft, armored vehicles and artillery. The Russian invaders continue to kill Ukrainian civilians, young and old. The Prosecutor General's office said that as of Wednesday, 145 children had been killed and 222 had been wounded or injured. Also, the number of civilians killed in Tuesday's missile strike on the building of the Mykolaiv Region Administration rose to 15 as rescuers continued to recover bodies from the ruins. Residents of the besieged eastern city of Kharkiv are suffering a humanitarian disaster. For more than a month, almost all of them have been actually living in bomb shelters and basements. One of them is Violetta, 19. She is looking after her newborn son in a subway station. She sends the baby's photos to her husband, who is fighting at the front. He has only seen his son twice, each time for half an hour, said Violetta. I had expected that we'd be at home, that my husband would call an ambulance and go along with me to the maternity hospital, that I and my baby would come back in a day or two, and that everything would be very, very well. Now I dream to see an end to this war and come out of here. We will rebuild our Kharkiv. I dream to have my husband beside me, said Violetta. The Russians do not only target Ukrainian cities with bombs and missiles. In the Donetsk region, according to the governor, Pavlo Kirilenko, they also shell residential areas with banned phosphorus rounds. Practically all populated localities along the engagement line remain under constant fire. Today, phosphorus shells were used in an artillery strike on Mariinka. The town was also bombed. Practically all towns and villages along the engagement line were shelled from heavy artillery, said Donetsk governor Pavlo Kirilenko. The unfortunate Azov port city of Mariupol remains under incessant and indiscriminate Russian fire. The latest artillery shelling was of the building with the sign of the International Committee of the Red Cross. According to the mayor, Vadim Boychenko, more than 150,000 people remain trapped in the block city that is constantly bombed and shelled. Hiding in basements, they have no food, water, medicines, electricity and communications. The Russian occupiers block all humanitarian convoys on their way to the city, as well as every evacuation attempt. Instead, they forcibly take residents of the city to Russia. On Tuesday, they removed more than 70 doctors and patients from a maternity house and took them to an unknown destination in Russia. Earlier, they did the same to 600 patients and medical personnel of the municipal hospital. By now, an estimated 20,000 residents of Mariupol have been forcibly taken to Russian territory. The Russians seize passports and phones from Ukrainian citizens and send them to so-called filtration camps, and then transport them to remoter locations. Their whereabouts are unknown. The Ukrainian government is now developing a special aid program for Ukrainians forcibly transferred to Russian territory. Since the breakout of Russia's war on February 24th, more than 4 million people have fled Ukraine. The majority of them, more than 2.3 million, have found refuge in Poland, according to the UN High Commissioner for Refugees. Also, around 6.5 million people have been displaced internally, while an estimated 13 million are unable or unwilling to leave the war-affected cities and villages. The newly launched info campaign called Sponsor Murder is aimed at convincing businesses worldwide of the importance of boycotting Russian and Belarusian goods and services. According to the initiators, any business ties with Russia and Belarus effectively amount to supporting Russia's war against Ukraine. Companies that keep doing business with Russia are warned of a disastrous blow on their reputation because the money paid for Russian and Belarusian goods and services go to finance the extermination of peaceful Ukrainians.
Українське радіо. Стежимо за новинами цілодобово. Перевіряємо, повідомляємо.
Вітаю всіх, це Українське радіо, Ірина Слоєнська працює в студії. Продовжуємо наш ефір, поговоримо про таку, можливо, незвичну в контексті новин країну, як Японія. Поговоримо про те, що Японія запровадила санкції проти Росії і також планує переглянути свою стратегію національної безпеки.